backyard to play.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us for worship this morning. I'm Pastor Randy Clausen, St. Catherine's United Mennonite Church. If you can, download the bulletin and the order of service from our website or email the church office to be included in that weekly mailing. If you know of someone who does not have computer access, we would be glad to send them printed copies of both the bulletin and printed copies of the messages, which are sent out approximately every 2 weeks. Please note that Pastor Nick Sherman is back from his parental leave as of today, and this coming week I will be away until August 25th. For the month of August, our worship series is based on the wilderness experience described in the book of Exodus, particularly from chapters 15 to 20. And today's theme is the wilderness story is our story. As we prepare, I share these words from the prayer of the Psalm 116. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me, and anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me! The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unweary. When I was brought low, he saved me. Join me for a word of prayer. Gracious God, thank you for the gift of a new day and for the blessing of peace in our land, even in the midst of this pandemic. May our new insights of life, because our routines are changed, help us to grow stronger in our relationship with one another and with you. Bless our time together, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. The song for us this morning is Be Still My Soul, and thank you to Trudy Entz for sharing that with us, both the prelude music earlier, and later on Alvin Entz will be sharing with us also in some music. Blessings as you share this time together.
Thank you.
I'm at the front entrance of the church, and on behalf of the reopening committee, want to welcome you to anticipate the day when we can all safely be here again for worship. If all goes well, we anticipate a gathering for the first time on September 6th. When we gather, let me take a few minutes to share how most likely some things will be done a bit different. First of all, remember, if you or anyone in your family bubble is ill in any way, please stay home. Likewise, stay home if anyone in your bubble has returned from to Canada in the last 14 days. See the COVID-19 checklist for specifics. Now, given that entering the building is going to take longer, you may want to arrive a bit earlier than usual. And if you do, please remember to keep that 2-meter physical distance from others. Remember that the church is a public space, and so we all need to wear masks. If you don't have one, we have a supply at the church, and we know that for a few people, for health reasons, a face shield is going to replace the mask. At this door or at the front door, if the elevator is needed, you'll be greeted by an usher who will not shake your hand. Instead, they'll ask you to hold out your hands while they squirt hand sanitizer for you to rub in your hands until it dries. We ask that you not wander around the church building. You'll notice that the majority of the mailboxes at the front entrance are empty, so unless you've specifically been told that something's there, there's no need to go and look because they're empty. We also ask that you not use the basement or the library downstairs or the downstairs washrooms. If it's really needed, the handicap washroom off the foyer will be available, but we do plan to keep the service a bit shorter than usual, so hopefully that's not an issue. Once again, remember, stay in your family bubble, keep physical distance from others, and don't linger in the hallways or the foyer. Enter the sanctuary through the center aisles, and to help us maintain physical distancing, an usher will be there to tell you where to sit, staggered in the pews. Now I know, for some of you, being told where to sit is going to be a challenge, but think of it in this way. It'll be a change of view. Help us all out to stay safe, and may the Lord bless the ushers who help us all. When the service is over, the ushers will ask you to exit from the outside aisles. Please do so while maintaining physical distance. And for our worship of sharing the morning offering, there will be baskets on a table as you exit out the sanctuary. The temptation in the foyer will be to stop and talk with people you've not seen in a long time. However, we ask that you keep moving toward the exit because one of the people behind you really needs to use the washroom and they want to get home to do so safely. For all the details, our goal is to keep everyone safe and healthy so that we can share as a faith community once again. Just remember, as the COVID situation changes, we will update our procedures. Thanks again for your cooperation. We look forward to seeing you and sharing in worship of our God and Lord Jesus Christ.
Greetings. My name is Nick, and I'm one of the pastors here at St. Catherine's United Mennonite Church. I'm coming to you from the distant past today. As many of you know, I planned for a month of parental leave starting mid-July through to mid-August. And so I took time to record this in advance of all that. And I have to say it's a bit challenging because a lot can change in a month's time. A lot can change in the world and in our worlds. And so my prayer in the midst of all this as we continue on is that you're all doing well. And that question we've chosen ties in with what Taya spoke on last Sunday as we've continued on exploring the Israelites' journey through the wilderness as it comes to us in the book of Exodus. And that question is, how have you seen God providing during this time? I've heard so many of you share your answers to that question over these past few months. So many of you have shared about how these circumstances have been difficult, but they could be much worse, and we have much yet to be grateful for. God has provided much for us still in this time. God, I've heard from you, has provided family and friends. God's provided patience and strength over this long haul. God's given comfort and joy in the midst of anxiety. God's provided nature and beautiful spring and summer days. God's provided a firm foundation of faith and food for our tables. Last week, as we listened to Taya share about this next leg in the Israelites' journey through the wilderness, we learned and heard about their struggle with this awareness of their needs, their very real needs in that time. And I heard about how they wanted to go back to the way things were before, or maybe skip forward past all this just to get through it and be done with it. And we heard how they complained about it all at times as well. And we can understand that because we've complained at times as well through this. That's something I'll be sharing on later in the coming weeks as we continue through this series. And yet, along with that, we heard about how God met them and was with them in the midst of that and provided food for them in that place. God gave them what they needed in this difficult and uncertain time they found themselves in. And at the end of the day, they had enough, and they had more than enough. They had so much even that they could share it with others. I've shared a few times over the past few months, but I think this season has caused a lot of us to consider what's most essential in our lives, what's most necessary, what our daily bread is. In doing this, one of the things that's happened, I think, is we've come back and clung to Jesus. I wanted to read a few verses for you. They come to us from the Gospel of John, and they follow Jesus' feeding of the 5,000. God there providing bread for the people again. And Jesus says this, "I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here's the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living water that comes down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Our God has provided for us and continues to provide. And so blessings to you as you watch and listen to those who've shared today. I would invite you to pray with me. O God, giver of all good gifts, we thank you for the ways that you have provided for us in the wilderness, for bread for the journey, and for companions who walk alongside of us. Thank you for our community and the way that we're able to share with one another. Help us as we continue to seek not only to be attentive to the ways that you're providing for us, but to seek as well to provide for others in turn. Guide us now as we go on from this time. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
I'm reading from Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 to 6. On the first day of the third month, after the Israelites left Egypt, on that very day they came to the desert of Sinai. After they set out from Rephidim, they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, "This is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did in Egypt, how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now if you fully obey me and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites." Thus far the reading. In our Bible reading of Exodus chapter 19, the story is very specific as to the date and month after Israel escaped from Egypt. The story is also very specific as to the location where the Israelites were camping. I like camping. And I can tell you, it was 5 months ago, tomorrow, that I made a reservation for a specific campsite at a specific campground for specific days to be there. While the COVID-19 pandemic has changed our lives significantly, there are many people for whom they just cannot believe that this illness is real, or that it's any different from other illnesses plaguing the world. Well, the Bible story tells us a lot about those kinds of comments. As Moses gave leadership to the people of Israel, there were those among the crowd who could not believe what was happening. Freedom from the whips of Pharaoh's soldiers, sure, but only to wander around in a wilderness where there was no food and no water? Really? The wilderness story is our story for our time. Chapters 15 to 20, actually it's really good to read on into chapter 23 and beyond, but specifically chapters 15 to 20, there are some key learnings significant for the changes of our lives and the changes of God's people, and we would do well to learn from them. Exodus chapter 15, the worship celebration. Singing and dancing, acknowledging God's powerful deliverance from slavery to liberation. While Moses sang a song of liberation, it was his sister Miriam who led the worship in song and dance. Later in Exodus chapter 21, we learn from Israel's experience of slavery that the Lord put limits upon the slavery of others. Without a goal of being liberated, without opportunities of gaining freedom, those who are deep in debt succumb to despair of life itself. We were not created by God to live in debt, but to live within our means. God's promise is to provide for our needs, and all too often we indebt ourselves by living beyond our means. While the escaping pilgrims fled their homes in Egypt, they didn't have time to gather provisions for the journey. Quickly came the call for water to quench the thirst, the children, the adults, the livestock. And the call became a demand. While their journey to freedom had been longed for, Israel had not really thought through the implications of a desert destination. Kind of like renovating an old house. There's a strong desire for change, and one day, demolition begins, only to find there's far more to the project than one anticipated. When Israel found water in the desert, they were quick to slurp it up, only to spat it out, because it was bitter and impossible to swallow. The Lord heard their complaints again and instructed Moses as to how to make the bitter water sweet to consume. With all the reports of illness from coronavirus and other diseases that haven't stopped during these days, there's an interesting verse towards the end of chapter 15. I am the Lord who heals you. Our healing doesn't always come from the Lord as we expect. We don't always get a cure for the physical ailments that plague us. But we can rest in God's care to provide the strength and the support we need to endure. Well, if the Lord told the Israelites to skedaddle through the Red Sea without giving them time to pack a supply of chicken and zwieback, then the Lord would have to find provisions of food along the way. The dew of the morning turned to bread like manna when it dried. And in the evening, swarms of quail flew over the camp, and guess what ended up on the roasting stick for dinner? However, some people had to learn the hard way not to hoard the supplies that the Lord provided, but to only take what they needed Sound familiar? God provided what the people needed when they needed it. Learning to trust that God will provide is one of life's difficult lessons to learn. And then, in order to fulfill the Lord's command of resting on the Sabbath day, God provided enough extra food on the day before, just so the people could actually rest from their labors on the Sabbath day. Our striving becomes a death plague in itself when we assume that we have to work, work, work. Though there are few, I do occasionally meet wealthy people who are content with what they have and generous with their abundance. The Exodus story is filled around every turn with people complaining about the leadership, not making the right decisions, or for not thinking ahead far enough to anticipate the unexpected. Among the Israelites, when their water supplies ran out, they threatened Moses with death by stoning him. The story proves God does have a sense of humor. While the people wanted to throw stones of anger at Moses, the Lord told Moses to strike a rock with his staff, and that caused water to gush out from the rock. The stories of how God provided for the people continue, and in some ways culminate at the base of Mount Sinai, where the Lord shares the Ten Commandments. After being freed from slavery, freedom doesn't become an end in itself. The Lord put limits on how freely the people should live by giving them the commandments, boundaries to live within. Remember, it's not just the ten. We tend to focus on the ten, yet they comprise only the core of many of the Lord's commandments. For interpersonal relationships and social responsibility, the commands continue beyond the ten after chapter 20 of Exodus. For many people, the commandments are viewed as confining or restrictive, yet living by them, the Lord intends to bless our lives. When we choose to ignore the commands or disregard them, our poor choices have consequences that lead us away from the Lord's blessing and peace. These days, it's kind of like wearing or not wearing a mask. Simple enough to do in order to help safeguard others and oneself. Disregard the instructions and, poor choices have consequences, and they often affect other people. Will we always need to wear a mask? I don't think so. But for now, it's a way of showing respect for the health and concern for others. For these and many other thoughts, our journey through the wilderness in Exodus 15 to 20 is a fascinating story of how God provided, how God gave instruction, how God helps to provide a way for us to live well, to be blessed, and to be a blessing to others. May these thoughts and reflections inspire you for this day and the days to come as we all learn to live life differently in a different kind of wilderness. I invite you to bow with me in prayer. Gracious God, we don't always know the implications of decisions that are made for us or even our own decisions. And yet we want to live within the boundaries of your peace and blessing. Continue to guide and direct us. Continue by your Spirit to inspire us to live whole and healthy lives. Thank you for this time of sharing. Thank you for the many people who share in various ways through the life of the church for these days when we cannot be together. May you bless your people with peace. Amen. In closing, Like to express appreciation to Alvin Entz for sharing some thoughts and reflections with us. And after his sharing time, there will be a short piece of music, which will serve as our blessing for the end of the service. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. It is hard to believe that it has been 23 weeks since we last held a service in our church building. As a member of church council, I thought this would be an opportunity to share about how I have seen how God has provided for our church during these challenging days. It is unfortunate that we have not had a live church service in our sanctuary since March the 18th. Because we were not able to meet at church, leadership felt that it was very important to maintain contact with all of our congregation in some form or another. Since we could not have live services in the sanctuary, we now saw our pastors providing their message on YouTube videos on the internet. Recently, scripture readers and musicians were added. For those that do not have internet access, bulletins and order of services were mailed biweekly to all those who needed them. Because many of our seniors were in lockdown, our pastors and Care and Connect volunteers expanded their phone calls. It didn't take long before council needed to have discussions about how we should go forward with our staffing. News outlets were covering stories about layoffs at most businesses, and even charities were not immune. Council determined that the usual roles of our pastoral, office, and caretaker staff would have to change. There would be some transformations from the way we have been doing things in the past, and that those new roles would not reduce but perhaps increase the amount of effort required to carry on. Therefore, council decided that it was important to maintain staffing at normal levels. After new ways of communicating with you were established, and since our traditional way of receiving donations into offering bags was no longer available, you expressed your support and generosity once again by mailing in your donations, dropping them off at church during weekly designated times, and expanding the use of pre-authorized debit or electronic online banking transfers. Leadership will continue regular contact, and you should see a new newsletter soon. Our priority for reopening the church is for your health and safety. The letter will explain when and how things will look when we resume in-person services in the church building. On behalf of council and staff, I thank you for the confidence you have shown with our church leadership. We especially thank you for your prayers and generosity to continue the work of our church. Through you, God continues to provide for our congregation.